number 10 is again from the Director of Audits. It's asking approval to concur with the three audit recommendations related to the Department of Health and Social Services Administration of the Federal Home and Home Repair Program.
Mr. Hare.
Mr. Chairman, County Board Chairman Mayo at the time in January became aware of an issue with regard to our expenditures for housing and urban development funds in Milwaukee County. And he directed us to examine some of the issues that came to his attention. Indeed, there were outstanding issues. We have audited or reviewed the Housing and Economic Development Division a number of times. We lay out a history going back to 2004 when they had a deficit of $531,000. 06, when there was a deficit of $2.4 million. Issues that arose during the 09 budget that had to do with the accounting for the CDBG funds. And then most recently, an audit that we conducted of the Rent Assistance Program that identified some significant challenges in managing that program. And then the issue that came to Supervisor Mayo's attention was a matter that involved us having to remit $89,000 to the Treasury on one audit finding from HUD, and another $220,000 in May of 2011. Based on our review, we believe that the root cause for these problems has been frequent turnover and extended vacancies of key management staff and of line staff. It's as simple as that. We have a program that we have not staffed properly in terms of management and staff. So our recommendations are fairly simple. Fill and maintain at full strength the budgeted positions for this program, and have those staff people maintain good accounting with established protocols for management review of their accounting. So there's an attached resolution that would direct that this matter be implemented, and we would ask for your support.
Supervisor Mayo.
As the chairman of that of the board of the time, I move approval, and we need to make sure that we do this. And I will continue looking at this.
Okay. Thank you, Supervisor Mayo. Any further questions, Supervisor Johnson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If Ms. Lydia could come forward. Thank you, ma'am. I saw your response to the audit that was prepared, and I'd like to know where are you as it relates to hiring the staff people. For many years, and in other departments, we've had a problem with respect to accounting positions and making sure that people are where they should be, so that proper accounting and audit and reviewing and reporting could be done. So I'd like to have some sense as to where you are as mm-hmm. relates to filling those positions.
Supervisor Johnson, we have made these positions a priority for recruitment. We've been working with HR. I think one of the additional challenges this year is, in addition to some vacant positions, we've had five key staff positions retire. And one of the challenges for these positions is there are individuals who are retiring who've been in them for a very, very long period of time. They take a great deal of institutional knowledge, and there are very prescribed, very specific program requirements that HUD requires of us and maintains. There is a period of time in terms of learning the job, learning the responsibilities, but more importantly, learning the requirements for HUD. So we have made this a priority. We are working very diligently. We do have, my update is that there are three of the four positions that have been filled. We have a couple of additional positions that we just found about, so we're working very aggressively to assure that they will be maintained. In addition to that, you know, we had a division administrator, Mr. Hill, who left. Then we had another division administrator come in, Mr. Russell. He left, and that position was vacant for a number of months. We most recently filled that with Mr. Jackson. So there have been some challenges, and after each departure, we noticed that there were additional HUD findings for us to identify. So I'm appreciative of this audit. I think it's important for the new administrator, and we're going to be working very diligently to see that our positions are filled.
Mr. Chairman, if I may. I appreciate that, Director Lighty. I appreciate the fact that you're working on getting these positions filled. In retrospect, I can say that for some of some positions, it appears that they were political appointments, and we, as county board members, some of us are willing to give the benefit of the doubt with respect to those people in the incumbents in the positions as to how they're going to perform. But if you've got a turnstile of people coming in and people going out without, I should say, the attention that should be given to these HUD regulations, besides the fact that you've got seasoned staff. I mean, if seasoned staff were in a lot of positions, but on the other hand, it's a top-down situation as it relates to managing those positions, and some of those directors may not have known what exactly, weren't necessarily versed on what they're doing. So it's important, I believe it's important to get these positions filled, mm-hmm. because we don't, a year from now or so, we don't want HUD coming to us and saying, well, you've got another big problem here.
Yeah.
We've had such attention brought to us in the past. So
mm-hmm.
So if there's any time you want to give us some updates as to where you are with respect to the management performance of those individuals, please do so, because we don't need to be hit with mm-hmm. to be hit in the gut anymore.
Mm-hmm. I agree, and I can't say I did have a meeting with Mr. Norma Mitchell, who is the executive director of HUD. They're willing to work with us, but I do think they also stress the importance of having good stability in terms of staff that know the rules and regulations. They're going to be looking at, you know, all cities and counties of how they use not only home funds but community development block grant funds. And so it is going to be very important that we, you know, maintain some stability. We do have an administrator now, Mr. Jackson, who was the coordinator and manager of the economic development area, who handled the block grant. He has been with the division for a while. You know, he's very committed to working with us, and so I'm very positive that we're going to be moving forth. Also, one of the things that we really wanted to do in this area, because you remember this is a relatively new division, there were portions of these functions that were previously in the economic development area. They were merged with the special needs housing portion when we started doing a lot of development for housing in the area of for the mentally ill. And so we really need to look at how we're integrating those programs together well so that we do have, you know, a cohesive department, and I think everyone that's there is committed to that, to moving forward.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Hare.
Ms. Lyday gets it. She knows what we need to do. This is, however, not a unique situation. This is just one of many programs, divisions, and departments across the county that face these kinds of challenges. The added complexity here is that HUD accounting is arcane and HUD's auditors are locked onto us. We have, from last account, between 800 and 900 funded vacant positions. Folks like Ms. Lyday are going to be reluctant to fill some of those because of what we all know is going to be a serious budget challenge for 2012, and because we yet have not determined the impact of sick leave payouts and other retirement costs that we'll have to carry in 11. So this is an organization that is in some distress, and I think that your support for these kinds of efforts to move forward are going to be helpful in giving direction to managers and supporting them to go forward. Thank you.
Supervisor Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. But also, Mr. Hare, Mr. Lyday, you got to realize HUD also paying for some of those positions.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened,
absolutely,
that where they have a concern is some of their money are getting diverted somewhere else, not for those positions. And that's the reason why we're getting these red flags. If the money stays in those with those positions in that area, our red flags will go away. And I hope you get a handle on where that money is going, because that's why we had to give some money back, because it was not going towards those programs.
Absolutely, Mr. Chairman. This is not just one program. Housing has a number of separate
right.
programs, and they all have their own rules and challenges. And this is one of the things we identified in the first review of the first deficit in 04, but it has been a challenge. Remember, we had an accountant, then we had a budget analyst, and we had nobody. And now they're back to having an accountant, but some of that backlog and some of that effort is still needs to be applied here.
Mm-hmm.
So when we have this challenge of the budget, remember, you're getting revenue to help that position. And so those positions should not be affected within that budget, because you really don't want to take HUD money and backfill with, for other positions. And that's a concern.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. This is Supervisor Mayo?
No.
It's been moved for approval.
Oh, yes. Okay, so. Madam Clerk?
On approval, Supervisor Brew?
Aye.
Mayo?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Romola?
Aye.
And Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Motion to approve, 6-0.
Thank you.
Thank you. Item number 11.